Every month, Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin joins us to share poetry from a Pacific Northwest writer. Today, Elizabeth has something a little out of the ordinary for us.
I've brought you a big, mythic road trip of a poem by a Spokane-based writer named Todd Marshall.
I'm having a hard time. Poem is a road trip?
Yes, and it's also a kind of a mythic dream of ourselves and all our contradictions east to west. So Todd's created a rollicking poem that gathers in the whole cacophony of our state. It's a little bit longer than the poems I usually bring you, Marcy, so I'm going to share two excerpts from
Great.
It today. And I'll just say at the outset that Todd suggests that we imagine the speaker of the poem as a Paul Bunyan figure. He says, in ratty flannel and fashionable filson with a well-oiled beard, numerous tattoos, and trendy shoes. So here's Todd Marshall reading the beginning of his poem.
Three dreams from the east side of the mountains. Ask the swirling dirt rising in spirals from dusty furrows just outside of Ephrata. The 100,000 honking geese lifting from Moses Lake. Ask the coyote with a lame rear paw limping across four paved lanes. Ask the bull elk bugling in the meadow beside the road that climbs Mount Spokane in a curling corkscrew. Who can name every green shoot grown along the shores of I-90, the 26 types of wildflowers blossoming near Snoqualmie Pass, the 8 grizzlies left to roam lonely in the Salmo Priest? Who knows where the sternum of Kennewick Man lingers, shiny with longing for brother bones? Yes, I am friends with every rattler slithering the shores of the snake. I scrape Idaho mud from my soles on the August chin dribble that is Spokane Falls. When I bathe in Medical Lake, the healing I feel is a low-voltage swoon, muddy zap deep into my being that I bump to full charge by flossing with the guitar string cables strung from cement dams. The red bark of a ponderosa pine is the red of my buttocks after sliding down a steep crevasse of Mount Rainier. The slick white sheen gliding over Grand Coulee Dam stole its style from my combed back hair.
That was Todd Marshall reading the opening of Three Dreams from the East Side of the Mountains, recorded for us by KPBX Spokane Public Radio. Elizabeth Austin, I love that, flossing with the cables. Really awesome. Tell me a little bit more about Todd Marshall. Who is he and what is he bringing to this writing?
Well, I'll tell you that when I heard him introduce this poem when he read it for a fundraiser for Humanities Washington last October, Todd talked about wanting to write a poem that could do the seemingly impossible, to bring together all the disparate Washingtons. And I think you hear that in the way his images just sweep in great swaths of our state. You've got bathing in Medical Lake, sliding down a crevasse on Mount Rainier, driving Snoqualmie Pass, or the road that climbs Mount Spokane. Todd's a professor of English at Gonzaga University, and he's the author of three collections of poetry. But he's also someone who describes himself as spending at least a month out of every year in a tent. But he grew up in Kansas, so he has a little bit of perspective on us. And I think you can hear that in the poem as well, and especially in this end of the poem here, where he's going to call us out a little bit. Let's give it a listen.
Weaned from coffee, I French press Hanford dust with chunks of basalt for a better buzz. Sometimes I spy on my old home, sit in a wide clear cut, and watch with a daze the commuting brake lights and blinkers flicking, flicking, flicking on I-5, and wonder why the universe withholds deepest secrets. Love, wonder, creation, and how to yield. Why people cannot glide gracefully like eager fish or hold in slow-moving traffic, calm and patient, rainbow trout behind a mid-river stone. I'll sit on Mount Si and slip into a daydream of gentle orcas arcing through air, nuzzling up to my chin, nibbling my beard, cleaning wax and worms from my ears, how they chew little critters into small bits that end up mulched into mussels and rich weed beds, duff on clattering crabs, and then, finally, the song sung from the smooth throats of shells strewn along the beach. Someone leaning the tense density of their whole irritated being into a horn blast, the Issaquah exit backed up for miles, will rudely rouse me from reverie, send me scuttling in three wide steps to Cannonball Lake Chelan, where I pee into the freezing water and generate 6 doctoral theses on the rising temperatures of that sexy cleft in the earth. O grief, O chainsaw, O falling fir, the roar of fire scarring my beloved twisp. O Canada, why do you always seem inconsolably sad? O trampy Idaho, of you I have nothing good to say. I live for now far from the backed-up traffic, but I breathe and blossom with all of my state. Salmon spawniest, rain rainiest, wide desert dry as a flickering lizard's tongue. O Washington, Washington, when I next sleep, I hope to dream of a whole you.
Oh my gosh, poor trampy Idaho. That's Todd Marshall reading the conclusion of Three Dreams from the East Side of the Mountains. It was recorded for us by KPBX Spokane Public Radio. Elizabeth Austin, for some reason, with the alliteration, the scope of that thing, that poem is a little bit like Walt Whitman's 19th century writing.
Exactly. It's a very Whitman-esque poem.
Wow. Well, those are just a couple of excerpts from this. There's more.
We've got the whole poem on our website, kuow.org. It's a wonderful ride. I really hope you'll go online and give it a listen.
You can also hear Todd Marshall in person tomorrow night at 7 at Elliott Bay Books, and he's going to be reading from his new collection, Bugle. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Love that poem. Elizabeth Austin is Washington State Poet Laureate. Also, she's KUOW's literary producer. She joins us every month on The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.